Okay, today's daf is Pesachim daf Samaches, and we will discuss Chati Lashem v'Chati Lachem. Today's shiur is sponsored by our Avram Foreman on the first yahrzeit of his father, Pesach David ben Avraham. Pesach David ben Avraham, the neshama should have an aliyah through the Torah that we learned together. So we have a machlokes here, Samaches and Mabez, between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. This Gemara, this machlokes is quoted two times in Shas right here, and also in the beginning of the second barak of Maseches Beitza. So the Gemara says, Titanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ein lo la'adam b'yantif, Ela, o ochel v'shose, o yoshe v'shone. On yantif, says Rabbi Elazar, you have a choice. You could be involved in gashmius all day, or you can be involved in ruchnius all day. You could eat and drink and be merry, or yoshe v'shone, sit and learn. That's your choice. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Chalkei, Rabbi Yeshua says, Chalkeyu, you need to split it. Chetzia la'achila v'shasiya, half, to translate the words, half of the day should be involved in eating and drinking. V'chetzia la'beis ha'medrash, and half of the day should be to the base of Medrash. V'yamar Rabbi Yochanan, Shnei Mikra Echa Darshu. Rabbi Yochanan says, they both actually darshan it from the same problem in the Pesukim. Kasav Echad Omer Atzeres Lashem Alokecha. One Pasuk says that the Atzeres should be for you. The Yantav should be, should be for Hashem. V'kasav Echad Omer Atzeres Tiyelachem. And one says the Atzeres should be for you. So which is it? So Rabbi Elazar Savar, the two Pesukim are giving a choice. O Kulo Lashem, O Kulo Lachem. Rabbi Yeshua Savar Chalkei. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you split it. Chetzi Lashem V'chetzi Lachem. Half for you and half for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the Gemara quotes three exceptions to the rule. Ayin, Beis, Mem, Simin, Amar Belazar, Akol Modim, Batzeres. The first exception, everybody agrees by Shvuas, to be Inanami Lachem. Everybody agrees by Shvuas that you need Lachem there. That even Rabbi Eliezer does not give you a choice on that one. You eat some lachem. My time of why yom shenitnu bo Torah. It was the day the Torah was given. We'll have to, Be'ez Hashem, get back to that. Amar Rabba, hakomode b'Shabbos. Right, that's the base. Everybody agrees by Shabbos, to be inanami lachem, that you need lachem also. My time, because the pasuk at the end of Yishayo, v'karasa la'Shabbos oneg. Right, oneg Shabbos. That precludes any fasting. Amar Rav Yosef, hakomodim b'Purim, to be inanami lachem. Also by Purim, the rabbinic holiday, b'inanami lachem, everybody gives me lachem. My time ago, it says in the pasuk in Esther, yimei mishteh v'simcha tzibbeh. Right, days of feasting and happiness, so yimei mishteh. So that is why one needs, even on Purim, to have lachem. And then Marbury Dravina, kula shasa, he adds on one other day, Haviyasa b'tanisa, he fasted many days of the year, labar mimatzarta, except for Shavuos, Upurya, and Shabbos, umale yom etikipure, and erev Yom Kippur. Atzeres yom shenitnu bo Torah, the day the Torah was given, Purya mishta v'simcha ksiv, and umale yom etikipure, erev Yom Kippur, as we have the drasha, a few places in Shas, that you have to eat on erev Yom Kippur, the only weekday that there is a mitzvah d'araisa to eat the entire year, as the Gemara continues to explain. Okay, we'll see if we have time to talk about that. Okay, this is the Machlokas, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, about Chatzi Lashem and Chatzi Lachem. So first, let's talk a little bit about the Machlokas in general, then we'll get into the Sheet of Rabbi Yeshua, who we hold like, and then we'll see if this time we'll get into some of the other exceptions on the list. So first of all, are these Sheetas mutually exclusive? Right? Does they each say, Rabbi Elazar says, Kulo Hashem, O Kulo Lachem. Would he agree, according to Rabbi Yeshua, that you could do Chatzi Chatzi? And would Rabbi Yeshua agree to Rabbi Eliezer? So the Sfasemis says that, Sfasemis in Beitza on Daf Tezvav, that's the other place where this Machlokas comes up, he says, he quotes from some Achronim that according to Rabbi Yeshua, you have to do, right? Chatzi mamish ka'amar, right? He says you have to do, earlier. Abba b'sifri Achronim mashba del Rabbi Elazar, sorach davka okul Hashem okul lachem, right? In the Sifri Achronim, I find that according to Rabbi Elazar, he does not agree to Rabbi Yeshua. You can't do chatzi chatzi. You have to do okul Hashem okul lachem aliyas daiti nira kamasha kasafti. But I think what I wrote is correct. What did he write? Look earlier. Pshat asugya nirlan fiyanez daiti. To Rabbi Elazar sviralei. To bekayim ayantip b'masha lomeid. To havi lachem. Uba b'och she'ocha v'shosa to havi lachem. Uba kol echad mihanach yotzei. V'inach inami demode de chatzi lachem v'chatzi lachem. Nami mahani. Kamodim is kayim ayantip b'beiz dvarim. Rabbi Eliezer agrees to both. Rabbi Eliezer is going to have both. The question about Machlokas is, Rak Rabbi Yeshua Sfir Le Dal Karchach Tzorach L'chaim Gam Lachem. Rabbi Yeshua does not say that you could have Kulo Lashem. You need Lachem. Rabbi Eliezer, though, agrees to both. That is the Sfasemis' comment. Number one. Also, if you see The Balamor. The Balamor right here in the back says, how could the Gemara in Beitz Adav Tezvav says that according to Rabbi Lazar, it's a Rishus? Simchas Yantif is a Rishus. Doesn't the Torah say there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yantif? Doesn't the Gemara in a few places assume that there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yantif that's going to be Doches certain Isurim? So how could the Gemara call it a Rishus? The Gemara there in Beitz Tezvav Mabez, Rabbi Lazar the Tamei, there are Simchas Yantif Rishus. And then he quotes our Gemara. Is it really a Rishus? So says the Balamar, it doesn't really mean a Rishus. It is a mitzvah, but you have a Rishus to choose which path you are going to take to fulfill this mitzvah. Says the Balamar right here. There's a whole page of Balamar, right, in between the fourth parak, which is Makam Shenagu, which the Rif has on Lamaisa, and then after that, the fifth to the ninth parak is all not Lamaisa. So there's no Rif on the fifth to the ninth parak, but there is one page of Balamar on page Yud Ches Mabez in the Daf Yerif. So the Balamar has one comment on Tom and Nishchat, and one comment on Elu Parak Elu Dvarim, and that's this Daf Elu Dvarim says the Balamar. V'yafilu Rabbi Lazar lo nafka simchas yatev michlal mitzvah legamrei, ella sheyesh la chalifin v'tmura. You have a substitute. It's not that there's no mitzvah of simcha. It says that the Torah is a machta bechagecha. But you have a chalifin v'tmura, biyoshev v'shone, leficha chukore osar rishus. That's why it's called a rishus, because you have a choice of how you fulfill this simcha. Ubekama duchti amrinan v'asi limnui misimchas yantif. So some places in Shas it says if you allow this you're going to be not through Simchas Yantif v'lekem adapalik, and nobody argues on that. So you can't say that according to Rabbi Lazar that there is no mitzvah of Simcha, that it's really a Rishus. The Gemara just means that a Rishus you have a choice how to fulfill this mitzvah. The Marsha also says because it's about being happy and you have different ways of being happy. Says the Marsha right here. Tabi Yantav Nami Ksiv Esamakti Bechagecha Dahinu Efshar Dekulo Lashem. B'simcha limud haTorah hamesameach halev. That itself could give you simcha. V'ata amar gabi yantif ein simcha ela babasar. Ratzalomar ein simcha lachem shehi achila ela babasar. If you choose the gashmiest path, says the Marsha, so that's ein simcha ela babasar. But if you choose the ruchniest path, so then you could, you know, just enjoy Torah and learn Torah. So this is what the Mefarshim explain, that even Rabbi Lazar agrees that it's a mitzvah of Simchas Yantif, but he says you have a choice how to fulfill it, because the Torah itself can be Simcha as well. Rabbeinu Yonah also, just to call you another one of the Rishonim, right here, Rabbeinu Yonah says, even though Avagad Amina Ba'amad, Rabbi Lazar Sarva Simchas Yantif Rishus, Eino Rishus Mamish, Shei Yoshivu Batel. It doesn't mean that you can just sit, Ta'asugin B'kuli Talmud, the B'yantif Lo Sagyat Lo Achil. It's impossible to say that all of those are subject to this machlokas. Elazel Rishus Osher Rabbi Eliezer. He has a choice. Shehiel Yoshev Vishone Kedi Lakai Makasiv Shamar Aseret Lashem Alakecha. Av Shei Gozer Tainas Alatzmo Biyantiv E Efshar. Right, you can't Shapar Rosh Chodesh V'Chol Shomoid Aser. Right, even on Rosh Chodesh V'Chol Moed, you don't have to eat bread. But so that is the Balamar's comment as well, that you have a choice, Rashayu Lakayim Ezehu Mehen Sheyirtse, whichever one, Uladivir of Yeshua, Tsarachu Lakayim Eshtehen, Chesil Achila Vachesil Vishayiv Lebes Vedr, Shedi Yote Chavasa Vesimchas Yantav Ella Vachila Vishisia. And finally, the Anaf Yosef, all of these are saying similar ideas. The Anaf Yosef, one of the, here, the Achronim, in the bottom of the Ein Yaakov, he says, because there's two simchas, there's Simchas HaNefesh and Simchas HaGuf. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, you get to choose which one you want to focus on. And according to Rabbi Yeshua, you have to do a little of both. Das Rabbi Eliezer bazeh, ki lamashi yadanu ki advarim, hamesamchin es haguf, meikim umetzirim es hanefesh. What is mesameach the guf does not cause any simcha to the nefesh, v'ahefech, ki advarim hamesamchin es hanefesh, metzirim es haguf. Im kein v'im yecheze ha'adam es ha'elokim v'toraso v'yochal v'yishte lo tushlam mitzvahs v'samachta b'chagecho b'shum echad mishnei chelkei ha'adam asher herkavnu mehem alkei nomar ki das ha'torah bazeh l'shenismach b'chagagenu u'moad Hashem al kapanim b'chelek echad mechalokim ashnayim im l'guf ba'achila v'shasiya v'oz tushlam simchas ha'guf. That's Rabbi Lazar. You have to choose because each one does not work for the other one. So therefore, he says you have a choice to have shleimus in your simchas aguf, or shleimus or your simchas anefesh. V'achelak hasheni shekinegdo, asher hu shoveis mimalachto, einenu mefer ha'ev yona, v'atashuka sholzeh shekinegdo. Amnam das Rabbi Yeshua, ki atarah b'mamar v'samach lebachakecha, el klal ha'adam nomar. Remember, this is said to Adam. Nomar vim yochal v'shoseh levad, o yoshev v'shona levad, ye'achelak ha'echan me'ha'adam, yoshev Ubatel misimcha ve'ein zedas haTorah v'yaha Amar Rabbi Elazar the Amora kol mod matzeres v'dinami lachem v'tabaze shenishtane chag matzeres b'zeh mishar chagim. We'll get to this. Shemishav matzeres yom shenina b'Torah v'kibul yoser alatzba ma'amar nasa v'nishma v'ritzona b'zeh hinenu avadim adoneinu b'guf v'nefesh. Right, we are avadim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our bodies and in our souls. Vaguf yase es asher yase ha'adam v'chai v'nefesh tishma b'shimios v'siflios. Basically, we do both, and that's what Yeshua says. The goal is to do both. That's the goal, to try to give simcha to both of them. That is Rabbi Yeshua's shita. So this is about the machlokas in general. So again, Rabbi Elazar also holds of a simcha, but a different type of simcha, spiritual simcha, and Rabbi Yeshua says you need a little of both. So we pass in like Rabbi Yehoshua, according to most Rishonim. The Rambam quotes it. The Rambam in Hilchos Yantif, Perek Vav, Halacha Yutes, describes how we're supposed to spend on Yantif. The Rambam says, Perek Vav, Halacha Yutes. That's his starting point. Even though eating and drinking we know is a mitzvah, as the Rambam just spoke about earlier, everybody has to be happy, and happy food makes us happy. But still, lo ye ochla v'shosa kalayam kulo. We shouldn't be eating and drinking the whole day, says the Rambam. Elakachi adas baboker mashkim in kolam labate kinesios. So labate midrashos umis palalin v'korin batorah be'inyan hayom v'chozun labate v'ochlin. The Rambam says, first you go daven and learn, or does daven and hear laning, and then you go home to eat. V'holchin l'bate medrash. Then you go back to shul. Korin v'shonin achatzi ayom. It means they have time to daven and to eat and go back to shul, and it's not chatzos yet. So it means they davened early. Achatzi ayom. V'yachar chatzi ayom is palon tfilas mincha. V'chozun l'bate em lecha v'lishtos ashar hayom ad alayla. That's the Rambam. But it should be a certain type of simcha, even when at home. Kshadim olcha v'shose v'samech b'regel. The Rama ants. When you're eating and drinking, it doesn't mean holos. Lo yimashich b'yayin u'b'schok u'b'kalos rosh. V'yomar shekol mi sheyosif b'zeh yarbe b'mitzvah, mitzvah ha'simcha. Says Rama, that's not even what, when Rabbi Elazar says, shose v'ochel, doesn't mean in a holos way. Sheshichrus v'schok harbe v'kalos rosh ein ha'simcha el ha'holos v'sichlos. V'lo netzavinu al ha'holos v'sichlos. So again, the Rambam paskins. The Rambam paskins that way. The Rashi and Tshuva and Chelak Dalas and Reish Lamach Beis also paskins like Rabbi Yeshua, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tuf Kuf Chaf Tes and Hilchos Yantif. The Shulchan Aruch says. Mitzvahs yontif lachalko, chetzi lebeis hamedrash v'chetzi lachila v'shasiya. Half and half. Does that mean literally half and half? So if you look in the Bach seems to say that it's mamish, half and half. Bach in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, in Reish Mem Beis, the Bach seems to say, yeah, it's that's how you have to spend your day, half and half. Haki naktinan b'yontif, chetzi lachem v'chetzi lachem, u'b'shabbos, rova yom lachem, u'miktas lachem. The locus mag rabbin Yeruchim. The Sfas also quotes this day. It says, Mamish half and half. We don't see the pasuk that way. It means mix us. The Prima Gadim says in the beginning of the Shabbos. It's not literal. You just have to do both. One could have a little more rogue. One could have, you don't have to sit there with a stopwatch. And it's a medidol tzorach mitzvah. That has to be half and half. So one has to be aware of that. Does one need bread for Simchas Yantif? Right? We pass like Yeshua. You have to have lachem. So does one need bread? So if you look in Tosfos and Maseches Sukkah, Tosfos and Sukkah on Daf Chav Zayin says no. One does not need, right? The Gemara says, "Ba'erev tochlu matzos," and the first night of Sukkot, one has to have a chiyuv, and the rest of Sukkot, "Ibai achil, ibai lo achil," says the Gemara. Says Tosfos, "Klal di'i achil chayev lechol basukkah." The rest of Sukkot, if you eat, you have to eat in the Sukkot. Kedamin leel umash ba'achad to be yantif lo avichova. It's mashma from here, says Tosfos, that on yantif it is not a chova. V'iboy lo achel klal chutz v'lel yadav arishon. If this is true, imtav lo iskar shoyanta beberchazamazon. If you forget yalav yavo, ain't no tzorach lachzor. You don't have to go back. V'hadamrin and I, that which it says in Brachas Daf Memtes, that on Shabbos and Yantav lo sagi le delo achil, im toach ozer, lo mituk me'ele b'leili yantav rishon shal Pesach, b'leili yantav harishon shal Chag. Maybe that Gemara is only talking about the first night of Pesach and Sukkos, where you have to eat. That is I, v'had da hashkechan, that it says in Beitza and Psachim, b'gabe yantav chatzi l'ashem v'chatzi l'achem, eating and drinking, right there, Rabbi Yeshua, efshar b'bisra u'peirei. Maybe with meat and fruit, ain't ben berchas amazon, blow boy as karas yatif, avabalele yatif rishon shalchag, lo sagi alabapas, below pas, kiva the afinim mechaga matzos, vechulu. That is Shitas Tosfos in Sukkah on Dafchav Zion. We don't pask in that way. Right, the Tosfos in Mesechas Brachas, in the parallel Sugya Daf Memtes, says, no, of course not. You need bread. You need bread for the yatif meals. The Yeshvim Tomar. Said the Tosfos discusses Rosh Chodesh. Let's see where Tosfos discusses our issue. He discusses Shalosh Shudis. He says in Lekavet Yantav Shabbat Avol Bishvil Sukkah BeYantav Rishon Tzorach Lachshav Alecha BeSukkah Lachshav Yivskua Gashamim Avol Shar Yamim Einot Tzarech. The says Tosfos every Yantav you need bread. What that Gemara in Sukkah just meant was Midine Sukkis only the first night. Midine Pesach, matzah only the first night. But the rest of Yantav, you have the generic chiyuv of Simchas Yantav, of eating bread. And then he talks about, what about Shalosh Shudis? Right, that's a shayla. That's a shayla, and that's why there are days that you don't need bread for Shalosh Shudis. But that's what, let me just read the previous line. V'tema, because that was what I just said. Tarina v'sukka, diba yachli ba yilaw achel, chuz b'le rishon. D'leo p'tesvav tesvav, yishlam v'tahachim p'irusho. She'eno tzorach le'echol b'sukka, im lo yirtzeh. Aval bishvil yantif tzarech lechol. Obviously, for yantif, you have to eat. So that is what the Tosfos says. That's what the Rush says there. The Baal Amar has an amazing line. The Baal Amar is here. The Baal Amar is here and says, maybe every yantif you have to eat. Right? Every yantif you have to eat bread. Sukkis is different. Maybe Sukkis is different. Why? Because of teshu kein taduru. Teshu kein taduru, you want to eat, you want to drink, you want to sleep, do whatever you want. Live in your sukkah like you live in your house. So teshu kein taduru, that specific yantif of sukkis halacha, changes the generic chiyuv su'uda. Inami yesh lomar, imratza eina ochel klal beyom lefi, shemeshunehu yantif shal sukkah mishar yamim tovim, toha akshi rachmana ladira, ibay achil ibay lo achil, ukeshem shayir ablazar mishana bo lahachmir. Remember that's the gemara in sukkah chav zayin over there, that he has so many meals, kachachamim mishana bo lahachil, and therefore one can be mekel and not eat bread, dafgan sukkis. Okay, what about women? What about women in the Chatzi Lachem, the Sudas Yantav? So that's the first tshuva in Rabbi Kiva Eger. The first tshuva in Rabbi Kiva Eger, he discusses this halacha. I mean, what Lamay Nafkamina, if women forget Yalav Yavo on Yantav, do they have to repeat? So the first tshuva, he writes, Al Olos B'nei Beiso, Sheshachachu Lazgir Shel Chag B'Birchas Amazon, V'Chazu B'Birchu. They said Benshik again, V'ton Al Zem Romeim Reb Tebil, V'Yamar Shepam Ira Lo Kein B'Bach Ruso, B'Beis Harav, V'Hor Alo Shel Olachzu L'Varech. And you remember that the psak was not to. Yafe Azma Shachazu Birchu, says the Rebbe Kiva Eger. It was good that they said it again. The Ain Safik Shazeh Reb Tevil Shachach Me Rova Yamim Uvde Hechavi. He forgot what the story was. Umashiirolo Haya Rosh Chodesh Velo Beyantiv. That was Rosh Chodesh. Vechilik Zeh Beyantiv the Rosh Chodesh Mavur in Brachas Memtes Vein Sorach Lefnim. V'Alkolzeh says Rebbe Kiva Eger. Ilu Nishalti Anochi Alkacha Kumiduma Iti More Uba. To call Marbis Beso Anashim Yachzru Levarech. Avaloha Anashim Abanas. I would have said the men should repeat, but not the women. Why not? The time of Didi. Mishum Dieshli Ladun de Isha Muteras Lazanas Beyantif. Technically, I don't think there's an Isra of women fasting on Yantif. Why? The Isra Tainas Beyantif Nirashu Midin Oneg. Vechenu Barambam. The fasting is Mishum Oneg. And Mitzvah's Oneg is Bechal Mitzvah's Aseda Ateras Tielachem. Chatzi Lashem Vechatzi Lachem. Vim Kain. It's a Mitzvah Aseda's Magrama. I, the Isha, is Mechuyeves in the mitzvah of Yantif. That's in the Losaseh, Losasa Kamalacha. Not in the mitzvah Saseh of Yantif. I, the Gemara says Zachar v'Shamar. That's only by Shabbos, says Rebbe Kiva Eger. Only by Shabbos. Right? Not by Yantif. You don't have a makar for that. Kamo Shekazah Tosas Kiddushin. V'yafla Arancha, the Chayeves Gamba Aseh, the Yantif, Mikamakam Zeraka Aseh, the Shvisas Malacha. Mishum de Tamid, Isa Gamla, Bahadi Aseh, Aval Aseh, the Ein Balav, Peturas. V'kivan de'ena b'mitzvahs tainug, muteres l'hisanos, and memela, if she forgets to say yal v'yavon berchaz amazon, ein sarach lachzor l'varech, that is Rabbi Akiva Eiker, because yantif for them is like Rosh Chodesh for us, for men, except for the first night of Pesach, that she has to eat matzah. And if it was Shabbos, that she has to eat because of Shabbos. That's the Rabbi Akiva Eiker. Again, not all agree to that. They would say, just like the Zachar V'Shamar by Shabbos, there's Zachar V'Shamar type of halacha by Yantif, but that is regarding women. Maybe to say one word about Shavuos, so the Gemara says, Akom Odin Batzeres, Bina Nami Lachem. So one would have thought, Shavuos, that's the most spiritual holiday. That's the one that Dafka, even Rabbi Elazar, agrees that you need Lachem. So Rashi quotes, She Yismach Bo B'machel V'mishta, Laharos, She Noach U'mekubal Yomzel Yisrael, Shenit Torah Bo. To show that we love it, that we got the Torah. To show it's Noach u'mekubal, that we got the Torah. And the Rabbeinu David says, Shehu sameach b'matan Torah, ve'eina alav ka'ol al tzavaro. It's not an ol. It's not a burden. It's not a burden, Rabbeinu David says. Right, the Achronim say, maybe it's connected to the Gemara and Shabbos. Right, that the Malachim wanted the Torah. We celebrate Shavuos to say, no, we got the Torah. We, as human beings, we received the Torah. That's the godless of what we have. Rav Shechter writes in Be'ikvei Hatzon, maybe it's also connected to that the Ramban at the end of Mishpatim, that whenever there is a Kabbalah HaTorah, there's a Chi of Seuda. That's why there's a Chi of Seuda on Shavuos, especially because there's a Kabbalah HaTorah. That's why there's a Chi of Shavuos on Purim, because Purim was also Kima V'Kiblu. That's why he suggests there's a Chi of Seuda by a wedding, because Ashari below Isha, Ashari below Torah, and when a person gets married, he becomes Hashlemus in Torah, and that's why that's part of the Seuda Sisuin. Similar to Purim, similar to Shavuos, and that's also the Gemara we had earlier in Pesachim. Suda she'ein shel mitzvah kagon bas tamar chacham la'am ha'aretz, right? Because that's not a suudas kabbalas haTorah at all. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and Hashem will continue more next time.